Global Insight, thanks very much.
The time is 19 minutes to 7 GMT. You're listening to The World Today from the BBC World Service. There are over 6,000 languages spoken around the world, but because of colonization, immigration, and globalization, many of these tribal and regional languages will disappear in the next 20 to 30 years. And in an effort to save these historical treasures, linguists in immigrant-rich New York are scouring the city for the last generation of these speakers. The BBC's Nada Tawfiq reports.
It is a busy morning in the Petzalich kitchen. Tony and Lina are preparing a traditional Istrian brunch for a special guest. Zvezdana Zverzic has visited this kitchen many times. She, too, is from Istria, a region in what is now Croatia. And for the past 5 years, she has been recording people like Tony and Lina to save their dying language.
Bashki is an oral language like so many languages, minority languages around the world, which has no institutions. No books have been written in it. They didn't know how to write it. There was no orthography, practical orthography developed for the language. And I wanted to do something to preserve it.
There are only about 150 Vlaški speakers left in Istria. Today, children there learn Croatian. And the Petzaliches represent the last generation of immigrants who still speak fluent Vlaški in the United States. Their fear is that along with the language, their culture will be lost.
The country is very, very poor now and empty. It's sad to go there. We old folks and things like that should to come back in the country and help that language and don't forget everything what our grandfathers, fathers, mothers, everybody was speaking, so we should to keep the language alive.
We are losing something of our identity. Unfortunately, this the younger generation, even though they may understand it, they do not speak it fluently as a group.
This is a recording we made with the speaker of Zagawa.
Professor Daniel Kaufman created the Endangered Language Alliance. The group not only hopes to get a count of all the rare tongues spoken in New York, they also want to educate people on the importance of language diversity.
If you consider what language does, it reduces all the potential of the universe. Everything we could possibly talk about, it reduces to a finite lexicon and a finite means of expressing ideas. And so that alone is really a mind-boggling feat. And so when you look at it that way, each language really captures a totally new way of looking at the world. So we can learn a lot about how humans think just by looking at their language.
These are the many other endangered languages spoken in New York today. They help enrich what is one of the most diverse cities. But with globalization making the world ever so smaller, many linguists warn we are losing not only a part of ourselves, but also a part of human history.
The BBC's Nada Tawfiq reporting there.
Bit of movie news now.